Well, hi, it's Ken Morgan again, and welcome to another South Plainfield Library Watch Party. Now, today we're having a little bit of a change of pace. Instead of a comedy, we're going to be showing a classic mystery movie. It's going to be the 1939 adaptation of Hound of the Baskervilles, starring Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce as Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. Now, this was the first time they'd played the roles, and they would go on to play them in 14 more movies. Yeah, is it 14 total, or is this the first? Well, a very long series of movies. I am working from a script this time. I'm just not reading my writing very well. And they also played the roles on old-time radio. Now, a few facts about this movie. First of all, I was a little surprised about this. This was the first Sherlock Holmes film to be actually set in the Victorian era, when the stories were actually made, or actually written. No, the other ones were set at more or less contemporary times. In fact, the first two movies in this particular series, this one and the next one, The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, were set in the Victorian era, but all the rest of them were set in the 1940s. Now, I was unaware of that. Now, the first two in the series, again, this one and Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, were made by 20th Century Fox, whereas for the rest of the series, it moved to Universal Pictures. Couple of cast notes. First of all, Lionel Atwill is in this movie. Movie fans will recognize Lionel Atwill. He was in a lot of movies. He was in Captain Blood. He was in To Be or Not to Be, the original version. He did a number of Universal horror movies. He's probably best remembered from that as the inspector from Son of Frankenstein, you know, with the one arm. Now, he would reappear in this particular series about three movies later in Sherlock Holmes and the Secret Weapon, when he played Professor Moriarty. Now, I do have to admit, Lionel Atwill, I sometimes get him confused with another actor, George Zucco, who played pretty much the same roles, or a lot of the same roles, and he would also play Professor Moriarty in this series. Not in the same movie, though. Another actor you'll recognize is John Carradine, who played Berryman, the butler. And he had a very long career, and he appeared in a pretty wide variety of movies. I mean, he was in the classic Western Stagecoach, and he was in the not-so-classic Western Billy the Kid versus Dracula. Yeah, he made a number of good movies, and he made a lot of pretty lousy movies, actually. But, you know, he was always someone to watch. Couple more facts about this particular movie. First of all, this was also the first appearance in the series of Mary Gordon, who played Mrs. Hudson, Holmes and Watson's landlady. And she was the only actress from the first two films, made for 20th Century Fox, who carried over to the Universal series. She appears in not all of them, but most of them. And just a couple of things in general. If my count is correct, between movies and TV, there have been 30 different adaptations of The Hound of the Baskervilles. Well, 30 that Wikipedia could come up with. I mean, I'm sure there may be two or three others floating around out there. And this is one fact that I had heard. And according to my research, this is still correct. Sherlock Holmes is the most adapted fictional character in media. You know, movies, TV, radio. You know, he's been adapted more times than Count Dracula, Ebenezer Scrooge, the Frankenstein monster, you know, pretty much any other fictional character, or at least any other fictional character that I'm aware of. And one more thing, about this particular movie and this particular series, this particular series, you know, has a special place for me because my dad was a big fan of this series. And frequently, when I was home and he was home and it was on TV, Channel 11, you ran these movies a lot, we would sit down and watch them together. And, you know, so I particularly like this series. I mean, hey, Jeremy Brett did a very good job on TV. As in terms of accuracy to the character, he's my favorite, but when you get right down to it, there's Basil Rathbone right there, you know, in the center. Well, I guess I've talked long enough. just a reminder that if you missed our previous showings of Abbott and Costello and Laurel and Hardy, you can still pick up those links on our Facebook page. You just got to scroll down a ways. And please, when you watch the movie, please let us know what you think. You can post it on our Facebook page, or you can email us. Probably it's not a good idea to call, because it could be a while before we get the phone message. Same thing with writing us, you know, for the really old-fashioned among you. But still, you know, please let us know what you think. So, here we go with, from 1939, 20th Century Fox, The Hound of the Baskervilles, starring Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce. Hope you like it.